Hello. Our lesson's topic is the law of the Arvut. We'll learn from selected excerpts from the sources. Continue from excerpt 20.
Yeah. Whatever the case may be, we started learning the law of Arvut a long time ago. How necessary it is, how key, central it is, that the whole correction depends on this condition of Arvut, that we have to tie among us, weave among us, knit among us. Let's hope that we will succeed in this and advance from day to day. And this is why we don't leave it and constantly remind ourselves of this topic, that everything else we learn should be as a component of the Arvut that we are building. So, let's continue.
Except number 20. A covenant of salt. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. And this is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through the covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
Again,
item 20. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. When one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. Covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. And this obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation.
Meaning that we determine between us that we never deteriorate, decline in the connection between us into some bad things. God forbid that we should blemish in any way the good connection that we've achieved. Even if it's a small and frail connection, we still work only to strengthen it more and more. This is called having to make an offering every day. And on every offering, you should offer salt. Salt is something constant. It's like a preservative.
Preserve.
Yeah, it preserves. So it preserves what we had, and every day we should add to our offerings. And our offerings meaning our nearing, the nearing between us and the Creator. That's the meaning of making an offering or a sacrifice. So on all your offerings, you have to also offer salt. So it will remain and will increase from day to day. So let's answer a few questions and then we'll go on to a workshop. This is something very important. Zichron 2.
How do we add the salt? Because I see that sometimes I'm able to keep the good relationship, and other times the desire to hurt is stronger than the ability to keep the covenant.
If desires to hurt each other awaken in us, it's opportunities that the Creator has given us by showing us where we need more salt, where we need more correction and salt to make certain it doesn't happen again. PT 34.
Kritata Brit, Peula Leskir et Kritata Brit.
Signing the covenant and the action to remind of the covenant.
In that too.
USALA.
USALA.
Thank you, Rob. Speaking in a practical way, can it be said that what we're doing here in Los Angeles is adding the salt, where we're taking it upon ourselves to awaken North America and even creating a Rabash night that we're going to have tonight with New York number 2? Is that raising the entire cleat above the intellect that we should be doing here in Los Angeles?
I don't know quite how to explain it to you, but anything you do, you have to check your actions and tell me if it is or isn't. Each and every activity of getting closer within the 10 and in between the 10s should be such that we don't go back, but only move forward, further ahead. And therefore, we determine ties, the good, strong ties for the future that are more and more stronger and tighter. It's called adding up. And this is what the Creator demands of us, to constantly relate to our situation as every state having to awaken in us an impetus to correct ourselves more and more. This is called making a covenant of salt. Peter 3.
Ну вот у нас десятки, несколько лет очень высокий градус объединения, любви, заботы друг.
In our 10, for several years, we have a great merit of connection and mutual concern. In the 10s around us, there's always conflicts with great storms, and sometimes a question comes up, is it okay that we have such love and good here? Maybe to advance, we need those storms.
I can't tell you. From afar, it doesn't seem to me that you guys are so successful. It doesn't seem to me that way. You know, I tell the truth in front of everyone. And I don't know, judging by your questions and your scrutinies, this is what I can see. And I don't see that you guys are so keen on scrutinizing a more advanced connection between you. Try. This is number one. Number two, criticizing others. I don't know if it's such a good idea. Concerning the covenant, building the covenant is, after all, something very subtle. Trying to set an example for others is good, if by that you want to advance them, if you will be happy when they advance. Otherwise, it'll be like arrogance, Africa. Like conceit. Africa.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav, there are different kinds of salt. Does this mean that covenants can also have different magnitudes of quality?
Different covenants, there are no different covenants. There's only one covenant between us and the Creator. To the extent that we prepare the covenant between us, we prepare it to begin with in the connection with the Creator. This is called a covenant. And the salt means that we constantly intend to fortify it, to strengthen it more and more. Where does it come from? It comes to us from the Dead Sea, the Sea of Salt, from the lowest place, the worst place, seemingly, on earth.
Rav, by what do we measure whether we have a covenant which is suitable for the light?
To the extent that they awaken one another during the days of the year and the hours of the day to be more and more connected in order to make room for the Creator to be revealed in this covenant. This is called, and he made a covenant with him.
Rav, can covenants be connected? Like from one tent to the other.
In britot yicholot liot mechubarot ben Assyria la Assyria.
Ken vaday.
Yes, of course. A covenant is the right connection between two. And then, if you do it in the general kli, from tens who are already connected in their internal covenant, then you create a more external covenant between the tens, and even more external, until everyone joins into one covenant. This is basically all we need to do. And
USALA.
USALA.
Thank you, Rav. If you find out in retrospect that you've harmed someone or you feel that what you've done has damaged someone, what do you do?
Keep going forward and don't pay attention to the past so it doesn't stop you from advancing. Whatever happened should have happened this way. The Creator set it up for you. You need to see how you make a correction today, now, in the current conditions that the Creator is setting up for me. And I don't look at the past. I don't have eyes behind my head. I have eyes only to look forward.
Latin 4.
Thank you.
Latin 4.
Querido Rab, tengo una inquietud. Usted acaba de decir de que la sal, pues, como que no deja
bastante. Dear Rav, I have a question.
Y mi pregunta es, en el arbut,
you said that the salt doesn't let the knowledge advance. My question is, in the arvut, is there a difference between knowledge and discernment? What kind of discernments we can make?
I don't understand what you're asking, and I didn't hear myself saying this, that knowledge doesn't let you advance. This is all incorrect. I don't know who's translating for you, but the translation is incorrect. Check the translation and what I said. I don't even remember that such a thing was brought up.
Pues no, o sea, no deja avanzar el conocimiento, no se da el conocimiento, sí, en la sal.
When the salt freezes the knowledge, doesn't let the knowledge develop.
Who told you that?
Amelech rak omer davar echad, shema she'ani isakti,
It means one thing, that what I attained, I attained, and I have to keep going forward. And not that it stops me from developing.
Javer.
Javer.
The question is, how do we start building the Arvut between us so we can reach the Brit Melach, the covenant of salt? What is the basis?
The base of the Arvut is that we're organized in such a way from above, we were gathered here to determine our society or to organize it the way Rabash writes in the first social article. And that is our foundation, that's our base. And we need to constantly be concerned about our increasing connection.
We should be connected in a 10 with the Creator and to be working above reason, as you're saying, that's the whole work.
Yes, what you said is right. I don't get your question. What do you want to say?
No, I wanted to understand the basis. How, first of all, the connection between us, and then we increase our work.
Work only on the connection between you, yes.
Good, thank you.
Kazakhstan.
What's the difference between covenant, an ordinary covenant, and a spiritual one?
Again?
What's the difference between a covenant and a covenant of salt?
A regular covenant can be for today, yes, and tomorrow, no. The salt covenant is that it takes place forever, and we want to increase it more and more and more.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Aim yachas tov.
Is the right relation or the wrong relation the way it seems to me?
According to what else can you determine?
Maybe the friends. What seems to the friends to be right?
So you mean that you see in your eyes that, let's say, a bad relation, and they say it's something good. So what do you do?
Look at where I'm wrong.
Okay. So, correct yourself until you reach a state that you will identify with the friends.
Thank you.
But you cannot receive a fact from them that this is good and that's it. You have to correct your quality, which doesn't let you be in the same determining of the state as your friends are. Just to accept it the way it is, you won't grow from that. That doesn't mean that you're joining them. You're just subduing. Subjugation is good if it's a beginning of an action. I hear what they say, I think something else, but I heard what they said, and I subdue myself, and that's it? No. Now I need to see, how can I organize myself in such a way that I will think and see what they, like they are? Otherwise, what correction is this? Otherwise, I've lowered myself to a degree of a baby towards them. And what next? Where am I as their friend?
Santiago.
Santiago.
Amado Rav.
Beloved Rav.
En el trabajo que hacen con nosotros y en nosotros.
Does the Arvut include the sparks of Adam HaRishon in the work they do with us and in us?
Yes. Yes.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Good morning, Rav. If I understand correctly, If in a certain degree are 10 connected, to a certain degree, in some incorporation, in connection, and we determine then, less than that, we won't gonna fall. This is our basis. Is this a covenant of salt?
Part of it. And what about advancement? But part is correct. That also has to be included in this covenant, that we are continuing forward. Toronto 2.
It sounds as if besides connection there is another action, making a covenant of salt. So what is exactly this action in the 10 to maintain the connection?
It's not something new. All we need is to connect ourselves into one system. That's it. And then we learn all kinds of words, of laws of connection, interconnection between us. And in these rules, there are conditions. One condition is to reach such a connection between us that the style of the connection is called the covenant of salt. That every time that I connect myself to others, it's called a covenant. And I too have to put salt over it. Meaning that our connection will always be, on one hand, what we attained till now, and developing ahead on the other side. On the other hand, that's it. But all we learn are laws of interconnection between us. There's nothing else in the wisdom of Kabbalah, just correcting the shattering.
New York Free.
New York 3.
Вот написано, и мы учим, что мы последнее поколение и должны привести человечество.
It is written, and we also learn that we're the last generation, that we have to lead humanity to correction. What is given to us from above that we have not yet revealed and we have not yet used. Compared to the previous generations,
we are in the last generation. The corrections have reached the final level of the shattered vessel. That's why we're called the last generation that corrected root 1, 2, 3, all those layers in the general vessel of Adam Rishon, the shattered one. And now we've reached the last layer, the bottom layer, and that's called the descending of the generations, the last generation, which is the worst of all, and we see it according to the state we're in. And we have to correct it. Yes? That's why in its correction we reach Gmar Tikkun.
А вот усилий в десятке достаточно или должны быть усилия всех десяток, чтобы получить вот этот инструмент?
So are the efforts in the ten enough, or should we have efforts in all the tens for this?
The correct sufficient effort in each and every ten. Focus group.
הבריטית נאי למימוש חוק הערבות, כן?
Is the covenant a condition to the realization of the law of Arvut?
Right.
And we see that still Arvut is flawed if someone drills a hole both in the negative or the positive side.
Incorrect. We add in sanctity and we never go back in sanctity. And it's all for us to add the Arvut. That's why each time we discover where we have more problems, the Creator reveals it to us. By the Creator shining upon us with a stronger, greater light, we see ourselves more hurt. A hole here, a problem there, and so on. It's all because the light shines. The Rabash says that if you have a small light in your room, you don't see the dirt on the floor. But if you turn on a big light, you'll see how your whole apartment's filthy. So what can you do? Turn the light off, so everything will be clean.
So the work with the covenant is basically to take it above reason, and not to say that we flawed our vut, rather, right?
Yes, yes, more and more and more. There's nothing new. It keeps being revealed from the shattering. That's why a person has to bless the bad as the good.
Rav, I also have a question from the internet. May I?
One.
Okay, what's the basis that obligates you in a covenant?
That we are ready, pre-prepared. That's mean that he signed the covenant with him. That we are ready to withstand all the conditions of the Brit, the covenant. Because you can say this, if I write a covenant with someone, so everything's written down on the paper, and I signed on it yesterday, and today, new conditions are being revealed. I didn't sign that. So how can it be that today I'll keep the covenant? So you sign once, and then you keep adding and adding and adding to that signature, that you are keeping it and keeping it. But your foundation is actually that first condition. You can say that's the state of Mount Sinai. Chedera 1.
Rav, the question is this. In the lessons, we learn the principles. When we're under your influence, the influence of light, everyone agrees, everyone understands. But in real time, when we gather and we try to realize these principles, the ego is celebrating. The light lately is greater and the problems grow. So my question is, we have to reach a certain decision regarding everyone in our group. And some of the friends, there's a majority. 6 or 7 are in favor and some friends are against. What kind of a majority do we need so that all the friends will accept it as a decision of the 10 and will annul themselves?
We don't choose a government. You understand, according to a majority and a percentage, and we're not in the coronavirus where we have to check percentage. Here it has to be or everybody or nothing. That law is called, there's no bit in spirituality. Either 10 or none. That's why your approach isn't good.
Excuse me, can I continue? But in practice, we can't wait for everyone to agree. We'll never reach a decision.
So at least you'll reach the truth that you don't have a decision. You understand? At least that.
Thank you.
Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Hello. Up until today, the main scrutiny we had in the connection, in the covenant, are in the external things, like the framework. I'd like to ask, how do we work with the more internal things in the connection between us, like the prayer for each other, giving high spirits to the 10?
Try as much as you can to bring the force of connection from above. Simple. Just say it many times a day that is what you're expecting, even though there's no feeling and you don't know where or why or who you need to bring this plea to, but still, just say it. It softens the heart, and you'll start seeing that there is some kind of raising a request from you, and there's even a place to get a response.
New York 2.
New York 2.
Right. for when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. How do we use salt to sweeten our relationships and help cover all the transgressions with love in the tent?
איך להשתמש במלח כדי להמתיק את החיבורים בינינו ולחסות על כל הפשעים בעשירייה באהבה?
אם אנחנו יודעים,
if we know that we must be connected and that connection exists in a true way, and all the laws of nature can bring us to there, only demand of us just a bit more of participation, really participation, even just a mellow kind. It's not that we have to build a corrected vessel, that only to want to be ready to accept change somehow. That is what we're demanded to do. So for that, we also have to pray, to have a prayer before a prayer to all these states, to all these changes.
BBUK.
BBUK.
Десятка заключить союз, если она создается как бы из два круга, более внутренний и более внешний.
How can a ten make a covenant if it's made of two circles, internal and external?
Again.
Can we make a covenant in the ten if some friends are more active and some are less?
The group still needs to be as one unit. That's why you need to work on it, that everybody will want to be corrected, meaning connected between you. Building the connection between us is on us, with prayer and help from above, but still it's on us. We need to awaken it. It can't be that everything will come from above. Imagine that a born baby that develops reaches some kind of a few months, and he doesn't do anything of himself, everything from above. So there is no such thing. How much do we invest to awaken him? All kinds of toys and colors and shapes and forms, and we try to constantly like awaken him, move him around. And if he doesn't do it, so we shake him up, that he'll get impressions and that he'll want it and that he'll maybe say a few words, not words, you know, sounds. That's what we want. So we're demanded according to our development from above. Try.
New York 3.
New York 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Чем отличается союз?
Hello, Rav. What's the difference between the covenant of salt and arvut?
It's the same thing, only we're speaking in all kinds of styles on the same state. Arvut is the force that connects us together, that we supposedly tie, like with a, like as if we're sewing. We sew one to the other and one to the other. And the covenant is that we determine beforehand that we have to be connected in this way and that we'll advance towards that all the time. And also that has 125 degrees until we connect ourselves more and more and more. We sew ourselves together. Like that.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Ma.
What?
Can we say that the covenant of salt is faith above reason?
Kiev 2.
It's faith above reason.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав.
Thank you, dear Rav.
Вот связи в состояниях между мной и Творцом. Получается, все мои состояния — это мои.
With respect to the covenant and the connection between me and the Creator, it turns out that all my states are my environment. So how through the covenant in the tent can we strengthen or enhance the environment?
As much as I'm included within the tent, That is called that I go to a truer spiritual state of mind. Try every time, every moment to push yourselves to be more and more and more in your 10. That's it. For sure that this is how you advance and use every moment in life correctly. Mach VG4.
Thank you, dear Rav. Salt is like concrete with respect to the previous states. It's like a memory to lean on and from then to build more efforts.
It's a conservant that I don't go back from the conditions I had. I just go forward. Kharkov. No questions?
No.
Well? I don't know. I don't see a good connection. Kharkov? No? Okay. So we have Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Haifa 2.
Hello,
dear Rav. I'm sorry for going back to the scrutiny of the friend from Hadera, but it's something I can't really understand. If we're talking about decision-making in the 10, there's no a little bit in spirituality, but we're not in spirituality yet. And many times there are situations where we can't reach a decision if it's not according to the majorities, like a stagnation. So should we stay there and do nothing, if I understand you correctly? Or is there a way to reach a decision?
I don't know. Try and see how it can be a decision in the group that in the 10, 6 are pro, 4 are con.
It's problematical. We reach these states, but we have no other the way to solve it if it's not according to a majority.
That's what you call majority. So what's the benefit? What's the benefit? Again, what, you're building two different parties?
Right. It's a problem. And we stumble upon that many times.
It's not a problematic state. It's a state that doesn't exist in spirituality. That's one thing. Second, I don't know how such a thing can happen in the group.
How can we reach a state that we're unanimously deciding? I believe we'll reach that with God's help, but at the moment we still have views, for different views, and we can't reach this unanimously.
For example,
we wish to meet physically. I don't know, that will increase the connection. And out of 15 friends of the 10, 8 or 9 want it, maybe even 10. And 5 think, or either they can't or they think it's...
And
how do we decide?
You can't decide here. Because 10 are pro, 5 are con. They can't. What? It's things that aren't part of spirituality. It's not, it doesn't belong to spirituality. You're just saying things about a group, and it's not a group. I can't speak about it now. I don't want to waste time on you. I didn't imagine that it was such a, so behind. Okay. What do we have, Owen, on the third lesson?
Third part, we'll learn the introduction to Pi Chacham.
Oh, yeah, let's learn that, something new.
But first, let's sing together. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite tonight, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide, above the place and beyond time. A new humanity will shine, above